sometimes you just have to stop everything and change direction. That was O Come to the Altar from Elevation Worship on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth, and story time. A couple weeks ago, my son Malachi and I went on a little bit of an adventure. We went rock hunting for a couple days on a weekend up along the North Shore, and it involved quite a bit of driving. But on our way back, we were hitting some pretty nice weather. Lots of, I mean, by nice, I mean raining buckets and not even able to see, and we're driving along pretty steadily when all of a sudden I'm driving. We had been swapping back and forth driving because he's getting some hours in for his driver's training, but blessedly I was driving at this point, and there was a ding. Now, this is a pretty new car. I don't know all the alarms and bells that it has, but there was a ding. I looked down and there was a light flashing and it said tire pressure sensor fault, and I'm like, oh no. Malachi, what's going on? I'm like, there might be something wrong with our tires. And if you know anything about tires, if you think there's anything wrong with your tires, you got to figure that out fast. Because if you want to avoid a flat, sometimes you can. If you can get to a gas station or an air pump or something, so it's like, we are getting off at the next exit right now. There, we're not going to keep driving. We're not. And so that's what we did. Pulled off, went to the gas station, and checked all the tires. They were fine. And then when I turned the car back off, the tire pressure sensor fault was gone. And it hasn't turned on since, and it's been a couple of weeks. But so I'm guessing we just hit a bump or something and it went off. But it makes me think about those times in life where something happens, everything stops, and you have to address the issue. And it's in those moments where you have to already be living in a spirit-filled, Christ-filled mode. You already have to you have to have the verses memorized you might need, the mentality, the biblical worldview, so that you respond appropriately. So we're always preparing for those moments. We just don't realize it. And there have been times where those moments have happened in my life and I didn't react well. And there have been times where God worked through me. So remember, every day as you spend time in the Word, as you spend time in prayer, you are preparing yourself for the times when you'll be most needed to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Here's Invited from 10th Avenue North, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.